His name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. The name of Jesus stands above them all. When the angels came and said, "Don't be afraid," especially when they spoke to Mary, there was a reading which I've now lost. Bear with me one second. It's probably over here. When Angel Gabriel came to visit Mary in Luke 1, it says, "The angel said to her, 'Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. See, you are to become a mother and have a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, and he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the place where his early father David sat. He will be king over the family of Jacob forever, and his nation will have no end.'" And when we hear that message and we see that, the usual thing that we talk about is, apart from the fact that obviously the angel came to announce that Jesus was coming, and yes, that was mega important because that was what triggered or started what we might call God's rescue plan. But actually, there's another part that we don't talk about enough, and that isn't the part that says, "Do not be afraid," either, which I mentioned earlier. There's actually a message in there for you and for me. After telling her not to be afraid, Angel Gabriel told Mary why. And this next line is the bit that I think we rush over or ignore sometimes. And he said, "You have found God's favor." And actually, in the Daniel verse that we read earlier, when that angel appeared, they also said, "You have found God's favor," which basically means that God is pleased with you, or that he wants to give you something special or bless you or support you. This is obviously true because Mary went on to be Jesus's mother and had a very special job to do. But I think we are missing something in that message. The angel says that the reason Mary doesn't have to be afraid is because she has found God's favor, or has been given God's favor. And I think that's the message for all of us. We don't need to be afraid because we have God's favor. I have God's favor. You have God's favor. The Bible says that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, which is the ultimate Christmas gift, I guess. And God loves us so much that he gave up his only son for you, for me, for us. We have God's favor. He chose to rescue us. He's pleased with us and he wants to bless us. All we have to do is accept that gift. If we're talking about this being the ultimate Christmas gift, God's favor, God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. We have God's favor. We just have to choose to accept the gift. And that doesn't mean, unfortunately, that nothing scary will happen if we have God's favor. Sadly, it doesn't, because, in fact, loads of scary stuff happened to Mary, and she was literally Jesus' mother throughout the rest of her life. But Gabriel's message was that ultimately God is for us. We have found God's favor. He chose us. He loves us. He wants us to know that. And maybe knowing that God's favor is upon me, knowing that I have received that gift, means that I don't have to be quite so afraid when bad stuff happens. So I wonder if you really feel like you have God's favor. I wonder if you feel that you're special enough to have received that gift, the ultimate Christmas gift. And I wonder how we can live less afraid and more like a people who stand in God's favor, who stand on that promise, a people who God chose and rescued, a people who have received the greatest gift of all. I'm going to spend a couple of moments now praying for us, that we would know that gift, that we would receive that favor, and that we would live lives that show and reflect that to others. Lord, thank you that when you send messengers, those messages weren't just for the people in those stories in the Bible, that they were messages for us. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you that you show your favor to us. And Lord, I pray when we don't feel like we deserve that, when we don't feel worthy, that you would remind us that that gift was for us, that you loved us so much that you gave us your only son. And God, I pray that when we feel afraid, we would remember that you are for us, that you go before us, that you surround us, and that we are chosen by you. And God, I pray that if we perhaps don't know that message as well, or we don't feel that love, that you would reveal that to us now and in the weeks to come before Christmas, that we would receive that gift. Lord, surround us with people that will encourage us in those places. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift. Thank you for your favor, Lord. And I pray that we would live in that blessing. Amen.